Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me start by thanking each of you for being with us here today. We wanted to give you another in a continuing series of updates on the ongoing investigation relative to the plane crash that occurred on Cottman Avenue here in Northeast Philadelphia on Friday night. Let me start by saying that I want to welcome here today U.S. Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy to Northeast Philadelphia. Mr. Secretary, we know the demands that's on the time. Our nation has faced a great number of challenges that connect to our Department of Transportation, and we want you to know that we are grateful and we appreciate your presence here today, and we appreciate your being able to feel in real time the magnitude and impact this has had on our great city of Philadelphia. To our governor, Governor Shapiro, I want to say thank you, Governor. You've been here, you've been with us and on the ground every step of the way, and we appreciate your support. As we get started, I want to give us just a little context. On yesterday, Fire Commissioner Thompson and I had the opportunity to visit some of those who have been impacted by this tragedy at our area hospitals. Philadelphia, seeing them along with their families, we are reminded that there is in no way, shape, or form anything that we could have done to prepare for what I've described as the worst black swan event that the city of Philadelphia has encountered. And I don't know how many years, but even in the midst of that tragedy, I want you to know that our resilience and our strength, it remains strong. Working together collaboratively with our federal partners, state and local partners, we know Philadelphia will recover from this tragedy. We're here in the Northeast where the people are Northeast strong. Yep. We will continue to look after each other the way Philadelphians do with our One Philly philosophy as our foundation. Let me, in a very detailed way, affirm for the city that this remains an ongoing investigation, and it is fluid and it is active. Our Philadelphia Police Department, Fire Department, Office of Emergency Management, first responders, again, federal, state, and local partners are all working around the clock to ensure that we get all of the information that we need to address this issue. I want to again give a special thanks, and Mr. Secretary, I know I said this to you when we first connected, that the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, Chair Jennifer Holmendy, her amazing team, we were trying to figure out how we could keep Ralph here in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, he has done just an amazing job when they were sifting through all of the evidence and the data to find out what ultimately caused this terrible incident, and to the announcement where Philadelphians believed, breathed a sigh of relief that the black box had been discovered. So we were really happy about that, and we want to thank you. We have been very careful, and I want to affirm this, the numbers of those who have been impacted and the fatalities, because we're working in direct correlation with our forensics department and all of our research and investigatory partners. We want to affirm the numbers, and that is that six people, yes, were on board the plane. However, the seventh person who was in a nearby car, they also perished. We learned today that the number of people who have been treated so far with injuries that they suffered as a result of the crash has been increased from 22 to 24. Four of those people remain hospitalized, two are now stable, and two remain in critical condition. We will continue to keep them, their loved ones and families, in our prayers, and we stand with them. We also want to reinforce our ask that you follow the work of the NTSB on Twitter for subsequent updates from our federal colleagues as we are collaborating with them closely. Public education, no new updates. Philadelphia schools are open, and no charter schools have been impacted by the incident. Mr. Secretary and Governor, I think we've heard this from across the board, but I can tell you that although we've been talking about local, state, and federal partners, and we all have very specific assignments and areas of expertise, there have been no silos. We have all understood the assignment, especially when I think about our first responders and the technicians and engineers who are on the ground and the investigators, but they have worked in a collaborative spirit. And for the record, I again want to affirm NTSB, Ralph Hicks, thank you, to the FAA. You have been amazing. The office of our governor, Josh Shapiro, our Pennsylvania State Police, Pennsylvania Emergency Management, Department of Environmental Protection, of course, our Philadelphia Police and Fire, Office of Emergency Management, our Managing Director's Office, the American Red Cross of Southeastern Pennsylvania, School District of Philadelphia, many other agencies and officials. We are all grateful for your support. We have to now mention for the record that intergovernmental cooperation also extends to our elected representatives. And I shared with both the governor and the secretary that our U.S. Senators Fetterman and McCormick have been in constant communication with the city throughout this process, as well as Congress members Evans, Boyle, and Scanlon, all of our state legislators, and it's important to affirm this, Reps Doherty, Nielsen, Solomon, Bellman, every rep, State Senator Picozzi, who represents this area, my former double colleague, Driscoll Witt, thank you so very much for being here, Commissioner Dealey, the Mexican consulate, everyone standing up together in this crisis, One Philly Northeast Strong. Finally, where do you turn to for help? Shelter. There's a shelter at the Samuel Fells High School located at 5500 Langdon Street here in Northeast Philadelphia. It is being operated by our Office of Emergency Management and the American Red Cross, Southeastern Pennsylvania, with the School District of Philadelphia. It is operating 24/7. You only need to call 1-800-RED-CROSS for help. I also want to affirm that we have now confirmed the location for our town hall meeting. It will be held on Wednesday, this Wednesday, February 5th, at the Silas Cohen Elementary School, 7001 Horrock Street at 7 p.m. This becomes extremely important because so much information regarding mental behavioral health supports, we want to make sure we communicate to the public and any other questions or concerns that you may have. If you need mental and behavioral health supports, we want you to call the hotline at 988 or visit them at www.dbhids.org. The City of Philadelphia is here to help you. If you know of anyone who has been displaced or impacted by the tragedy, we want you to tell them that they can get help. However, we don't want anyone, because right now, as you can imagine, Mr. Secretary and Governor, a lot of people are watching us. A lot of people are saying, what can we do to help during this time? We still do not want you to bring any sort of donations and or supports to this site, nor do we want you formally making a contribution because nothing has been structured as of yet that involves our government. We're working with many partners in order to stand that up. And as soon as we have found and established a vehicle, we will communicate that with you. But we are developing a way for people to contribute to the victims of this disaster. Roosevelt Boulevard is now reopened. If you want to get updates, visit Ready PHL to get updates from our Office of Emergency Management. I now want to just affirm, and I want to say a special thanks to our federal partners, NTSB, the Secretary of Transportation, the FBI, and the ATF, as well as all of our state and local partners, and to our tremendous police and fire departments and first responders. Thank you all.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.